Let me give you just a quick challenge here from 2 Corinthians tonight. I've got just a couple minutes, but I want to give you this thought. The meter of missions. The meter of missions. Dr. Dale Atkins from the Mansfield Baptist Temple said this at our church a few years ago in a missions conference. The degree of concern you have for missions will be metered by the amount you give to missions. Let me say that again. Listen closely. The degree of concern you have for missions will be metered by the amount you give to missions. Now, don't raise your hand tonight, but how many of you in your hearts would say there is a tremendous need for missions tonight? There's a great need. I mean, we've got to help in Dearborn. We've got a map out here with missionaries across the world, but there's a lot more area to cover. There's more need. We need more increase. There's a great need. If you believe that tonight, you'll give great towards missions. You'll give greatly. You'll give sacrificially. If you think there's some concern, you'll give some. If you think there's little concern, you'll give little. It's directly metered. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 6, it says this, "Moreover, brethren, we do to wit of grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how then in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. They were begging them to take it and take upon us the fellowship of the ministry of the saints. And this they did not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." Wow, what an amazing testimony. I want you to see, first of all, that poverty was present, but joy prevailed. Now, one of the first things that people say, and they said this to me when I was pastoring, I pastored for 30 years, they said this, "Pastor, we're already tithing. How can we give more to missions? How can we do it? We don't have the money to do it." This group of people in Macedonia said, "We don't have any money either. We're broke. We're in great travail here. Great things are happening. We're oppressed." But with joy, they said, "We want to give it. We want to give you something. We want to give to our power, and we want to give beyond our power." How do you give beyond your power? I'll tell you how. You give by faith. You give by faith. You say, "I'm going to give something that I don't think I can really give. I really don't have it to give, but I'm going to promise God I'm going to do it. And to the best of my ability and with all that I've got, I'm going to give it." And these folks did it. And God blessed them for it. We see, secondly, this: persecution was present, but liberality prevailed. Hey, listen, can I tell you that we don't know persecution in North America? Canada and America, we don't know persecution. We think if somebody slams the door in our face, we've been persecuted. That's not persecution. Amen. There's a group of people in Haiti right now that are being held hostage. I think there's 5 or 6 children, some adults that are being held hostage. People that went over to help a nation, people that went over to help with the gospel, to do some medical work, and now they're being held hostage and will be persecuted. There are people in our past, in our history, who have been persecuted. There are people in Afghanistan and Iran who are being persecuted for the gospel's sake. In China, for the gospel's sake. And what's happening? The gospel is flourishing in those nations. What's happening in our nations? It's not flourishing. We could use some persecution. These people were persecuted, but they gave liberally. You know what they said? "Hey, we've got nothing anyways. Let's promise to give some more." Don't you find a joy in giving? Don't we do that? You know, we've got a little season coming up here pretty soon. It's called Christmas. Don't we enjoy giving those gifts to others? You know what I really enjoy? Getting gifts. So if you don't have anybody else, call me up. I'm available. No, I love giving gifts. And you know what's really special? I have grandchildren. How many of you have grandkids? Do you know what grandkids are? That's God's gift to you for not killing your children. That's what that is. I'm giving gifts to my grandchildren this year. And they're old enough that they know that there's something going on and they're going to get a gift. They're going to get a present. These people said, "We want to give a gift to help the church in Jerusalem. They're in need. We want to help." And then thirdly, perplexity was present, but willingness prevailed. If anyone had a legitimate excuse not to give, it was these folks. Yet Paul records, "To their power and beyond their power, they willingly of themselves." Nobody had to browbeat them. Nobody had to beg them. Nobody had to have a conference. They just said, "You know what? There's a need and we're going to satisfy that need." Hey, could I tell you tonight? There's a need. Can I tell you tonight in Dearborn? There's a need. Can I tell you that in the Beams organization, giving Bibles to people around the world? There's a need. You say, "We don't have much more to give." How about we do this? in this time of hardship and in this time of turmoil and in this time of world chaos, let's just give it. Let's just give it and see what God will do with that. Beyond their power was what they promised to give. Willingly, without any guilt trip or force, they said, we are going to give and then give some more. By faith, they promised to give beyond what they could do. That is the faith promise of missions. Here's how they did it. Look at verse 5 again. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Now let me ask you to do this in this year missions conference. Would you say, if nothing else, would you say this to the Lord? Lord, you can have me. Take me. Take all of me. Take all that is of me. And God, use of me what you will. I am a willing servant to do whatever you want. If you want me to go, I'll go. I'm surrendering to whatever you want. God, if you want more from me, I'll give it. Just show me. Show me how much, and I'll give it. And I'll tell you what, you do that, and you'll know what these folks did. They said, listen, we want to give it, Pastor. And here's what the pastor said, but you don't have it. And here's what they did. They entreated him. They begged him, please take it. We know what it is to be impoverished. We know what it is to be hurting. And we want to be a blessing to someone else. That's missions. And you can be a part of that. Father, thank you for this night, for the things that we've seen and heard. And Father, I pray tonight that our hearts would be so touched that we would do more than we've ever done by way of missions. And God, I pray that you bless this church as they go through a pastoral change. Father, I pray that you bless both of these men greatly. One leaving after many years of service and one coming, finding a new service here. And I pray, Lord, that in this transition time, this church, where many would maybe struggle, would flourish and say, listen, we've got a new day. We've got a new vision. We've got a renewed heart for the things of God as we move forward. And God, I pray great things would be done. And we pray it in Jesus' name.